Hello and welcome to Property Money Tree's Maximising Property Values, the once a month show where I break down the steps of how to recognise, enhance and then extract the values in property in order to create wealth. Would you like to find out how you can benefit from the steps of maximising property values? This is even if you don't own a property yet or have a deposit. If that's a yes, then you're in the right place to find out. My name is Patricia Ogunfaber, and although many know me for my work as a solicitor, on this show you will be getting the benefit of my 30 plus years worth of experience of maximising property values, experience which has given me a net worth in millions. So who might benefit from listening to this show? Literally anyone with an interest in creating property wealth. Welcome back. And welcome to the first episode in year six of these podcasts. I honestly don't know where the time has gone, but we are now on chapter six of my book, Be Prepared, which talks about the renters' rights bill, which is not yet law in England. But if you're listening to this, you know what the book is all about. Anyway, chapter six, it's headed Duty to Give Statement of Terms by Landlord and Any Agent. Prescribed, set out by law, information formats will need to be completed, and these are not the contract terms provided to the tenant. Things to note. Landlords must give tenants a written statement of the terms of the tenancy before the tenancy starts. The statement should include details of whether the landlord will require possession on the grounds where the tenant needs to be told before the tenancy that this may happen. Strict compliance will be essential. Social housing and supported living landlords will need to tell prospective tenants if they are likely to seek possession under certain grounds. Certain clauses should therefore be included in their tenancy agreements to be able to obtain possession, if need be, without being penalised. Agents will be equally liable, but ultimately the landlord will always be liable where the law has been broken, whether they use an agent or not. In the main, before the tenancy starts, the landlord or his agent tasked with doing so must serve information required to be served by the law on the tenant. The landlord/agent may also include a statement that the landlord may rely on certain possession grounds to gain possession. See later for more. But if this isn't done and the landlord then relies on the ground, a penalty may be imposed on him. What will be the consequences of non-compliance? 1. If a local housing authority believes beyond reasonable doubt that a breach has taken place, it may issue the landlord with a penalty of up to £7,000 if the landlord has failed to issue and serve the terms on the tenant as required. 2. Further penalties can also be issued if the contravention continues 28 days after a penalty which has not been appealed was issued, or 28 days after a court upholds the penalty decision if an appeal to the court was made or if the appeal is abandoned. If a local housing authority believes beyond reasonable doubt that an agent was tasked with a landlord duty to provide relevant terms, etc., and didn't, it can issue the agent with a penalty of up to £7,000 on a joint and several liability basis with the landlord. If the terms are not given to the tenant and the landlord didn't issue and serve the terms independently of the agent. Offences will be committed, the consequence of which can be prosecution with up to unlimited fines or a financial penalty of up to £40,000 if the local housing authority chooses not to prosecute but fine instead where the person, and if the person is a company, also its officers or managing members if they cause the offence by action or omission, if the liable person,
A, continues the conduct which led to the liability for at least 28 days after a penalty which has not been appealed was issued, or 28 days after a court upholds the penalty decision if an appeal to the court was made, or if the appeal is abandoned, and or B, has more than one penalty imposed for different conduct within 5 years. Other things to note are that A, business partners will be jointly and severally liable, and B, landlords will remain liable whether they use an agent or not. How to mitigate the potential risks? 1. Comply, comply, comply. Providing terms is easy to do. 2. Please also read the tips set out in Chapter 4, or listen to them if you're listening, which is a previous episode, episode 60. 3. Review all current tenancy agreements and get new ones drafted by an expert professional if need be. 4. Consider providing for tenancies to be unilaterally updated so that they can be updated to comply with the changes in the law. Now, you can ask, but maybe that will hold or not. But if it's a kind of like minor amendments, I don't see that there should be any problem there. And that is us for this month. So if you've been listening, thank you for coming back, and we will get through the book rather quickly now.